I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. I want to talk today about how who you are is more important than what you do. There's a beautiful quote from a saint in the Catholic Church, Edith Stein, who was a woman who became a convert to Christianity, then became a nun, and then was martyred by the Nazis. And she spoke this quote to women. She said, "Women, the world doesn't need what you can do. The world needs what you are." And that's true of all of us. You know, we tend to lose ourselves in what we do and what we accomplish. It's almost as if we're trying to justify our own existence to the universe, right? Or our own value based on, see these things that I accomplish. And man, when we get into that mindset, not only do we become miserable, but we really lose the primary way that we're blessings. We are a blessing in who we are. And when we own that and rest in that, what happens is we're intentional about it. We show up to work and we make sure that the kind of person we're bringing to work that day, and then we go home, and the kind of person we bring it to home is a blessing, which ironically makes us more productive at work because I'm bringing the right attitude to everything because I know that I have an impact just in who I am and what I am.
And you know, Chris, I have to think that so often the wounds we have in our life make us feel like we have to do, that the verb is more important than the noun. And when you don't know that you are inherently valuable because you are a creature of God, that He created you and He loves you independent of your performance. If you got that message from your parents that it's about what you do or your behavior, it's really hard to understand that God values you for who you are. And then you deprive people of the gift of the noun, because you go home and you try to prove yourself, and you go to work and you try to prove yourself. And that can be exhausting for you and for others. And so I think the solution to this, it's one of those things you say to somebody, and if they don't get it, it just feels like, I don't know what you're talking about. But if we can get to that place where we realize our children and our spouse and our coworkers and our employees really want who we are, it'll change. It'll give us such peace, and it'll calm us down from constantly trying to prove ourselves and do.
Yeah, and every time you find yourself working too hard, stop and ask, is this actually because my job is keeping me busy right now? Or am I just getting spun up and trying to prove my own value through all the stuff I'm doing?
Workaholism is probably rooted in thinking that you are what you do. So let's pray. God, help us. Help us to know the value that we have as your children, and that value is appreciated and seen by others, so that we can be at peace and do things not out of fear, but out of love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.